This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The recall effort against a state senator who recently switched parties will have to wait until next year. Senator Kevin Priola left the Republican Party this summer to become a Democrat. A recall effort was organized against him shortly thereafter, but now a judge has ruled it cannot go forward until the state's new redistricting map officially takes effect. That happens with the start of the next legislative session. State leaders are urging Congress to pass a bill that gives legal cannabis businesses access to financial services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and treasurer have written to congressional leaders to urge passage of Representative Ed Perlmutter's Safe Banking Bill. They say the lack of safe access to banking has become a, quote, dire public safety issue, unquote, because businesses must keep large amounts of cash on hand. The letter argues the restrictions also exacerbate the uneven playing field faced by small and minority-owned cannabis businesses. The House has passed the bill several times, but it continues to stall in the Senate, where some Democrats are hoping to pass a more expansive cannabis reform bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
For the first time, wild horses have been rounded up at Mesa Verde National Park. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the park captured 22 horses late last month.
Horses have run wild in Mesa Verde since its creation in 1906, but an environmental assessment has concluded they must be removed. The Durango Herald spoke to Paul Morey, the park's chief of natural resources, who says they damage fragile cultural sites and compete with native wildlife for resources. Park officials hope to capture the fewer than 100 horses that live in the park by 2024 using a low-stress bait-and-trap method. I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC.